Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the church say amen.
That's my favorite song right there. Amen. So let it be. I thank and praise God, for this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it, for surely the Lord is worthy to be praised. We're thankful for another opportunity to come before my brothers and sisters in Christ to deliver the word on tonight, because God is so faithful and God has been good to us all. To our esteemed leader on tonight, Pastor E, in his anniversary celebration, we just want to congratulate him for his service unto the Lord and his service unto God's people. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless him, as we believe that the Lord will. To all the clergy, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring you greetings and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Anthony Luckett. I'm from St. Paul Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the weather was 60 degrees on Saturday, but now it's snowing on tonight. So I'm from St. Paul Church, where our motto is St. Paul Church is the church where God loves you. You are important and Jesus is Lord. It seems like I haven't been on here for a while. I got on Friday night and the spirit of sleep overcame me. Praise the Lord. So forgive me for that. But on tonight, the Lord does have a word, message I shared with our church some few weeks ago, but the Lord impressed upon me to share it on tonight. So with your Bibles, with your electronic devices, we're going to ask you to turn to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. The scripture reads as follows. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of and doing of his word. And from those passages of scriptures, I just want to speak on the subject of you are not condemned in Christ. You are not condemned in Christ. Shall we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. Father God, we thank you that you are God all by yourself. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for our sins and rose on the third day morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, because he's coming back again for a church without spot or wrinkle. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who's our comforter, our interpreter, our protector, our guide, our teacher. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to do what you have called us to do. Father God, I ask that I would decrease. You increase in me. I seek a fresh anointing at this very minute, very hour, very second to preach your word with power, authority, and conviction. Heavenly Father, have your way. Continue to be glorified with everything that we're doing here on the Now Network. Open the eyes, the ears, the hearts, the minds, the spirits of those that are under the sound of my voice on tonight. Let your word fall on good ground, fertile ground. Let your word be a life-transforming word and encouraging word. Father God, allow your people to seal this word in their hearts, but allow enough out to share with others. And Heavenly Father, for those under the sound of my voice, Lord, before they leave this broadcast, ensure that they would know that they are not condemned in Christ. Heavenly Father, before we preach the last word, before we sung the last song, before we prayed the last prayer, may lives be transformed, may people be encouraged, may souls be added to the church, such as shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If I could backtrack for a minute, in John chapter 3 and 17, Jesus says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." If you continue to study those scriptures in John chapter 3, they also say that those who believe not in the name of the only begotten Son of God are condemned already. So what those scriptures say that they have condemned themselves. But on tonight, people of God, our message or our theme is that you are not condemned in Christ. And notice the connections between those scriptures, how it starts with Jesus, and then now the focus is on the individual. And in case you didn't know it on tonight, this is Let's Talk Jesus, and tonight we're going to talk about Jesus. Praise God. If you took a poll, my brothers and sisters, if you took a poll for those who have been born again, you will probably come across a small percentage of born-again Christians who are not sure of their salvation, and there may be some who still believe they are condemned. There are some who attend church for years and still don't know if they are saved. I'm reminded of when I attended a church some years ago. I served as a deacon, and I taught Sunday school. And after Sunday school, a lady came up to me, and she said she had been a member of that church for 16 years, but she didn't know if she was saved. So I spoke with her and prayed with her and assured her that if she had received Jesus as Lord and Savior, if she confessed with her mouth and believed in her heart that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, that she was saved. So in essence, she was no longer condemned. But there are some who still, if they believe that they might be condemned or don't know if they are saved. You know, people of God, it's amazing how God forgives and saves us. It's amazing how he frees us from sin and brings us into salvation. But sometimes we continue to condemn ourselves. Oftentimes in Christ, we are harder on ourselves than God would be on us. Yes, we are harder on ourselves. We put more pressure on ourselves than God would do. And truth be told, God does not put pressure on his people. We develop a mindset of we're not worthy or God can't use us simply because we base our reasoning on what we believe or see in ourselves instead of seeing ourselves in the manner that God sees us. You know, I have an old saying, my brothers and sisters, if you look in the mirror, do you favor your daddy? You know how the parents used to say, boy, you favor your daddy. Look, just like your daddy. If you looked in the mirror, do you favor your daddy? No. I'm not talking about your earthly father on tonight. I'm talking about God the Father. Do you favor God the Father? Do you favor Jesus? Are you saved? Do you have the characteristics of the Lord operating in, for, and through you? Do people see the Christ in you? Do you see yourself in the manner that God sees you? Do you see yourself through the eyes of God? Understand that we are much harder on ourselves. And yes, there may even be times where we need to sit a little while and bring our lives under the order of God. But there are times where we simply talk ourselves out of who we are in Christ. Yeah. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21 says, "And hereby know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him." Verse 20, "For if our heart condemns us," come on and speak to it, John, "if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." Verse 21, "Beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence towards God." When you study those passages of scriptures, it's really talking about love. But I like this right here because it says, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows all things." Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father God. I might even condemn myself, but you know much more than I do. You are greater than our heart, Father God. You know all things, and we may feel like we want to condemn ourselves, or we may feel like we are condemned, but your grace, your mercy, your love lets us know that if we are in Christ, there is no condemnation. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have a confidence towards God. See, that's where it is right there, my brothers and sisters. You got to look towards God. See, you got to put your eyes on the prize. You have to focus on the Lord. Amen. Don't focus on yourself. Focus on God, praise God. Allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit. People of God, no matter how bad things may get, don't talk yourself out of Christ. Yeah. Don't talk yourself out of a blessing. Don't talk yourself out of serving the Lord. Don't talk yourself out of doing what God has called you to do. Whatever you do, don't talk yourself out of moving forward for the Lord. We must understand that God is not hard on us because the commandments of God are not grievous and God is not a taskmaster. If I can give you an example of what taskmasters are, back in Exodus chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses." Understand that a taskmaster is a person whose function is to assign burdensome tasks to others, and they supervise harshly the work of others. In other words, they make things very hard. They make things very difficult. They make things as difficult as they can make them. See, that's a taskmaster right there. They go to extraordinary measures when they're supervising people to make sure that the work that they are doing is almost impossible. See, we must understand that God is not a taskmaster. Thank you, Lord. God is not sitting on his throne, cracking a whip, sending angels to earth to make sure we are about his business. If I could say it like this, I don't think an angel woke you up this morning to make sure that you pray. Yeah, I don't think God sent an angel to make sure that you read your Bible. I don't think God sent an angel to make sure that you listen in on this broadcast tonight. Well, let me retract that statement, because maybe he did. Maybe he sent somebody to tell you about this broadcast on tonight. Maybe God sent somebody to encourage you, to let you know that you are not condemned. In that case, it could be your angel, praise God. Well, if you really want to mention God's business, thank you, Lord. He's in the business of setting us free. Yeah, I almost shouted right there. See, when you know you're not condemned, that means that you are free. If I could borrow a line from Pastor E, somebody just got set free right there. Somebody just ran in the spirit right there. Thank you, Pastor E, for letting me borrow some of your statements. Amen. God is in the business of setting us free, the business of letting us know that we are not condemned in Christ. So if you don't receive anything else on tonight, I want you to know that if you've been born again, where Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you are not in bondage. You have been set free. You are not condemned in Christ. So as we turn our attention to the writings of Paul, he was led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." In case there are any that are not quite sure what that word means, the word condemnation means the act of condemning, declaring one guilty, dooming the person to punishment. Yeah. In this verse, Paul lets us know right away that those who are in Christ are not guilty. Yeah. Your case is dismissed. You are not guilty. Jesus pleaded our case. He saved you. You are not guilty. You're not doomed to punishment. You're not condemned because we don't walk after the flesh. We walk after the Spirit. When we study the word flesh in this particular instance, the word flesh does not mean our human bodies. It refers to the principle and power of sin. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And if one is in Christ Jesus, sin does not rule their life, nor does it dominate their lives. If one is in Christ Jesus, they're not under the authority or the rulership of Satan, who is the prince of the air. Those who have been born again are under the authority and rulership of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord and Savior. When someone is your Lord, that means that they have authority or rulership over you. And understand, sin does not dominate the lives of those who are in Christ. And since we are under the authority of Christ, under the authority of God, sin does not dominate because we are sanctified in Christ. Yes, we may slip and fall every once in a while, or we may not slip and fall at all. Thank you, Jesus. But understand, if you do, you are not condemned in Christ. Hebrews 10:10 says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." We're sanctified once and for all through the offering, through the body of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus. In John 17:17, Jesus said, "Sanctify them through thy truth." Come on and speak, Jesus. Sanctify them. Thy word is thy truth. And that truth is Jesus. That truth is the Holy Spirit. That truth is the Word of God. And on tonight, you're being sanctified because you're receiving the Word of God. Yeah. You see, sanctified is not a denomination, praise the Lord. You know how the old saints used to say, they sanctified over there. You're being sanctified through the Word of God. So you must understand, my brothers and sisters, also in John 17:19, Jesus says, "And for their sake, I sanctify myself." For their sake, for my sake, for your sake, he sanctified himself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth, that you might be sanctified through the truth. And understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Jesus. Yeah, you being sanctified on tonight. The Lord is working on you. He's purifying you. He's cleansing you. He's sanctifying you. He's making you available for his use, praise God. He's making you holy. He sets you apart for such a time as this. I don't know who I'm speaking to on tonight, but you're being sanctified for the Lord, so he can use you. Can I get a witness on tonight? So you must understand that you have been sanctified through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sanctified through the Word of God. Sanctified because you've been born again. You no longer walk after the flesh, and as a result, you are not condemned in Christ. Thank you, Lord. I don't care what the naysayers and doubters say. you're not condemned in Christ. I don't care what the devil and all his imps say. You're not condemned in Christ. Praise God. Believe the report of God. Don't believe the report of man. Understand that those who have been born again, they walk after and in the Spirit. I'll say that again. Those who have been born again, you walk after and in the Spirit. They have the Holy Spirit living in them and are led by the Spirit. What do you mean, Brother Pastor? They walk in love. They walk in joy. They walk in peace. They walk in long-suffering. They walk in gentleness. They walk in goodness. They walk in faith. They walk in meekness and temperance. They walk in grace and mercy. They walk in the truths of God. And in case you don't realize what I just did, some of what I just gave you are the fruit of the Spirit. People of God, let me ask you a question on tonight. Who are you walking with? Let me ask you another question. How's your walking going on tonight? Yeah. Are you walking on the straight and narrow path according to the fruit of the Spirit, or are you walking in a different manner? Is the world a lamp unto thy feet where it lights your path? Are you walking in the truths of God? Are you walking in the things that Christ has ordained us to walk in? Are you walking in love? Are you loving, Lord have mercy, are you loving your neighbor? Do you love the Lord, praise God? Are you being the best Christian that you can be, amen? Church, I guarantee if you start walking according to the love of Christ, and see others through the eyes of God, your life will be forever changed. Because when you walk according, thank you, Lord, when you walk according to the love of Christ and see others through the eyes of God, you are demonstrating that you are not condemned. And since you are not condemned, don't condemn those that you may come in contact with. Yeah. What do you mean, Brother Pastor? The very grace and love that God extends to you, you in turn do the same to them. Well, Brother Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. Still extend that grace and love, that mercy to them. Yeah. Because God, he extends it to us each and every day. Even when some of us, when we weren't in Christ, when we're in the world doing what we thought what was right, doing our own thing, it's because of God's grace and mercy you made it this far on the Now Network listening tonight. Amen. It's through his grace, through his love, through his mercy, praise God, that you are not condemned. That very grace and love that he extends, amen, you extend it to others. Let me stop right there, because that reminds me of the woman at the well. They wanted to condemn her for adultery. And so Jesus is there, and Jesus, he stoops down and he writes in the sand, and he also says, those without sin, amen, cast the first stone. They wanted to stone her to death. And we as believers in Christ, we need to be careful about stoning people to death. We don't pick up rocks, but we stone them with our words. We stone them by being busybodies, getting in their business. We stone people to death, praise God. We need to be careful about that. So Jesus, he writes in the sand, and when he looks up, everybody's gone. Why? Because they had some sin operating in their lives, and therefore they could not judge that woman. They could not stone her to death. And Jesus told her, he said that none of them condemned her, and he said that he did not condemn her either, and he said, go and sin no more. I stopped by tonight to tell somebody, if you are in Christ, you are not condemned, amen. I stopped by to tell somebody, as long as God is on the throne, as long as Jesus is Lord, amen, you have the victory in Christ. Well, Brother Pastor, I'm not saved, amen. You can get saved right now, praise God. You can become a part of the family of God right now. Now tonight, Paul also says, if we live in the Spirit, that's some good living right there. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Ooh, oh, what a joy it is to live in the Spirit. What a joy it is to walk in the Spirit. When you live in the Spirit, you have peace. When you live in the Spirit, you have joy. When you live in the Spirit, yeah, Lord Hammer, you have meekness. When you live in the Spirit, amen, you have long suffering. You're able to go through, amen. Because for some of you, you may be going through, but you're still smiling. You still have joy. And people ask you, how can you still have joy when you're going through what you're going through? And your reply is, I still have joy because I have Jesus. I have Jesus who is my rock. I have Jesus who is my battle axe. I have Jesus, he's my bridge on troubled waters, amen. I have Jesus who's the bread of life. I have Jesus who's that unleavened bread. As long as you got Jesus, if God be for you, who in the world could be against you? In order to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, you must have the Holy Spirit living in you. The scripture says, we walk after the Spirit, which also means we are led by the Holy Spirit. See, you're not walking natural. You're walking after and in the Spirit. We don't walk after ourselves. We don't walk after our thoughts. We don't walk after our ways. We walk after the thoughts and ways of the Lord. In other words, that's kingdom living right there. That's not worldly living. That's kingdom living. It's kingdom living because you're not walking according to the ways and thoughts of the world. Yeah, yeah. It's kingdom living because you're walking and living the way God designed you to live. Thank you, Lord. As long as you are faithful and obedient unto God, you're living the way that the Lord wants you to live. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You may not have as much as everybody else, but you've got God. Yeah. You may not have as much as everybody else, but you have Christ. But check this out. If you have Christ, you've got more, amen, than anybody has in the natural. And here's one more proof that you're not condemned in Christ. In verse 2, Paul says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Come on, Paul, and talk to us. Since God is no respecter of person and we are in Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. So you ought to be celebrating right there. You ought to be dancing right there because the law of the Spirit of life has made us free from the law of sin and death. We have eternal life, not eternal separation, not being separated from God. We have eternal life. We have eternal life. And let me stop right there because I feel in my spirit that there may be those, even after what I just read and preached, are still condemning themselves or believe that God has condemned them. People of God, I just said that those in Christ Jesus are not condemned. So we, in the name of Jesus, we speak to that spirit of condemnation. We cast it out into the depths of hell where it came from. Understand that condemnation is a trick of the enemy to make you think you are still in bondage, subject to his rulership. Yeah, yeah. See, that's a trick of the enemy to make you think that God can't and does not want to use you. The devil is a lie. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. It's free indeed. But thank you, Holy Ghost, because right about now, let's just affirm and encourage ourselves. And right where you are, repeat after me. Just say, I am free in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Say, I am free in Christ Jesus. Say, I am not condemned in Christ. Say it again. I am not condemned in Christ. One more time for the Holy Ghost. I am not condemned in Christ. Wherever you're at, just give God a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Lord. When you look in verse 2. This tells us, that we are free from sin. See, I'm feeling good because I'm free from sin. I'm free in Jesus. I'm free from sin, eternal separation from God. You ought to celebrate with me because I'm celebrating with sin. We're not slaves to sin. Thank you, Lord. And if I could use the words of Apostle Paul, Paul said he was a bondservant to Christ. Thank you, Paul. A bondservant is one who is bound to service, bound to master without wages. In church, I'd rather be a bondservant to Jesus, which I am and which you are, than to be a bondservant to sin. Salvation pays. Sin pays. Yeah. But sin pays the kind of pay that we don't want. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Thank you, Lord. You have to believe, church, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, thank you, Lord, that you are a bondservant or sold out to Jesus. Yeah. See, Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. But when we come to Christ, we are sold into Jesus, sold into salvation, sold into blessing, into being used by God. We are sold into eternal glory because we were bought with the price, and that price was the blood of Jesus. The commentary tells us the spirit of life is the Holy Spirit. He was present at the creation of the world. Remember, God said, let us. He was present at the creation of the world. And he is the power behind the rebirth of every Christian. He gives us the power we need to live the Christian life. That's freedom right there, church. God loves you so much. He has not condemned you. He gives you, he gives us the power to live the way he desires us to live. You got to know who you are and whose you are in Christ. Because thank you, Holy Spirit, the reason why some are feeling condemned is because they are trying to live life under their own power instead of the power of the Holy Spirit. So people of God, stop trying to hold on to yourself and release yourself, release your life, release your problem, release your situation into the hands of God. You're not strong enough, and that's why all of your strength is being drained. Lord have mercy. You're tired physically, mentally. Your mind is wondering. You don't know if you are coming or going because you have not released your burdens to God. And beloved, that's not the will of God for you. That's not the will of God for us to be burdened down, because the scripture clearly tells us that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free. And when a person is free, that also means they are not constantly carrying heavy burdens and weighed down in life. People of God, sometimes you have to tell yourself, look, I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm turning it over to God. I'm turning those people over to God. I'm going to press on in my freedom. I'm going to press on in the Lord because I am free in Christ Jesus. You have to make that decision in order to be free. No one else is going to make that for you. You have to make that decision. And when you do, some may not like it. But surely the devil won't like it, but that's in between them and God. You keep pressing forward in your freedom in Christ. Understand, let me finish up, that the law of sin and death are burdensome in death, but the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is freedom, not condemnation. Understand that Jesus did not rise from the dead, rise from the grave, so that we can stay in bondage, stay down and defeated. You have the victory in Christ Jesus. Jesus rose from the grave so that you can rise again on this side and on the other side of heaven. You don't have to wait until the sweet by and by to be free. You are free and can be free right now. I don't know who this is for tonight. But stop holding yourself hostage to other people's problems. Yeah. If they don't want to do anything about their problems, pray for them and move on. Verse 3 says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Paul said the law was weak in the flesh. The law could not justify us unto Jesus. The law could not set us free from sin and death. The law could not free us from condemnation. The law could not redeem us. The law could not bring righteousness unto us. The law could not impart the Holy Spirit in us. The law could not impart faith, grace, and make us perfect unto God. The law could not control sin and man, keep man from sin, nor enable man to obey God. The law was weak, and it took someone strong. I'm going to finish up right here, who was Jesus Christ. It took one who was without sin, God's only begotten Son. God sent one final ransom, amen, amen, to defeat sin, death, hell, and the grave. He sent his only begotten Son in Jesus Christ, the one who came down through 42 generations through the lineage of David. We ought to thank God for his Son, Jesus, the one who died on the cross for our sins. We ought to thank God because not only did he stay in the grave, he rose on the third day morning. Have I got a witness on tonight? So as I close on tonight, I'm so glad that the Lord died on the cross for our sins. I'm so glad that he raised him on the third day morning. I'm so glad that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Have I got a witness on tonight? So as I finish up, my brothers and sisters, I better stop right there. The scripture says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And that's, Lord have mercy. And you, my brothers and sisters, there may be somebody on the line tonight, you might be feeling condemned. There may be somebody on the line tonight who needs a relationship with Jesus Christ. There may be somebody who needs to be encouraged or somebody who just needs general prayer. If that's you, praise God. Amen. You can plug yourself into the line and we could pray with you and for you. And if you need to pray privately, amen, we have a back office that we could pray with you, praise the Lord. But we want you to know on tonight that you are not condemned. We want you to know that God loves you. We want you to know that we love you. We want you to know that God loves you. He's concerned about your soul, and Jesus is the way. And all the people said amen. And we're going to turn it back over to Pastor E. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody there? Praise the Lord. Anybody there?
I'm sorry, I have myself on mute. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I have myself on mute. I'm just talking. I'd already summated and amen on everything, and I looked at my phone. I'm like, wait, they can't hear me. Awesome word of God. I'm glad I'm part of that number of the non-condemned, and I'm grateful that it's available for everybody. I love how you have just expounded to the masses today that it's available for each and every one of us, and to remember that on that day, woo, when he got up, it was finished. It's ready to go, and it's motivation. You know, as people are reminding me, the month of March is very, 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 very important in my ministry throughout the years. But it always follows Resurrection Sunday. And mm-hmm. in my ministry, since I have truly been dedicated this is where I see my resurrection. I know that, you know, and I preach the same sermon every Resurrection Sunday, Pastor, and it's called a one-time deal. But I also know that by being a one-time deal, that he's only going to do it one time. But I have to continually resurrect myself in him and look at myself and examine myself in this time to say, am I really still living up to the death, the burial, and the resurrection and the ascension back to heaven? Really important time of the year for me. So you hit it. I can tell you fired up also for this season. And we're just grateful for everything God is doing in your ministry and how you're grown in just a small amount of time to step out on faith, do some things you've never done before, but to see God moving, it's awesome. Amen. Let's open the lines. Anybody else out there that would like to join the conversation of Let's Talk Jesus, dial 1. We want to get you in the conversation. We see you, Prophetess Charlene, Minister Terry. We see you. Anybody else? Come on, dial 1. We want to get you in the conversation also. Prophetess Charlene, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening. Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony. God bless you. Edward E. Hamilton, thank God for the message tonight. I mean, I tell you, you are on fire, and you definitely turn on the light when you say, when you look in the mirror, do you look like your daddy? Oh, my God.
Praise God.
And the word is, you know, the example of a spiritual mirror, that when we read God's word, it speaks to us, it should speak to us to tell us where we're not looking like our Father, where we're not having the characteristics that God is calling for his church to have in truth. You know, and it's a process, but that's what God wants. When he looks at us, he wants to see his reflection. Do we have the fruit of the Spirit? Are we compassionate? Are we, you know, pitiful in our heart towards the lost? Do we have compassion? And as a child of God, are we being forgiven? Are we repenting before God, asking the Lord to change us, to sanctify us, and to make us the people of God he's calling us to be? Not in routine, not in habit as church, as they say, religious activities, traditions of men, but as we're serving God and worshiping God and serving him as ministering unto the Lord, you know? And so what you said was just a whole lot power packed in that message. And what came to my mind was Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And that's that old devil and his shenanigans to make a child of God feel overwhelmed or burdened through that process of being delivered from sin and from self and from the mindset of the world. So I'm just so encouraged by your word. I'm on fire right now, but God bless you, man of God, and keep going on and keep pressing on in the things of God. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory.
Let the church say amen. See when the word goes forward and you now have been the first thing came to me was Ephesians chapter 5. Paul tells us, he says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, walk in love. Also, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. That's pretty deep right there. When you think of being an imitator of God as little children, do you get the difference in there? It's like you're an imitator of God, but as a little children. So you mean God even humbles himself enough to be in our own position, to be in our own arena, to be in our own space? But it has to be something done holy and as an offering. Y'all going to get us all preaching in here tonight. Come on, anybody else want to get in the conversation? Dial 1 now. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, beautiful family. Praise God.
Hey, good evening now.
Good evening, Pastor Luckett, Minister Prophet Charlene, Pastor E, and all the listeners. This has been an awesome word. We are not condemned in Christ Jesus. And I would just listen to you as you minister, because I touch and agree with Pastor E and Prophet Charlene. This has been a nice message, really nice. But you said, that spirit of condemnation. as believers in Christ, that spirit of condemnation, it can probably linger within us if we're living with that little bitty unconfessed sin.
Mm-hmm.
Unconfessed sin.
Yes.
You know, as
yes.
believers. Non-believers, they'll go ahead. But as believers, we will have that spirit of condemnation because we know if it's a small sin, that unconfessed sin, we know mm-hmm. our Father, like you said, our Father, He's faithful and just to forgive us.
Yeah.
So, like you said, in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation.
Alexa,
that's why we can go to Him no matter what, how big the sin, how small the sin.
Come on now.
And confess
Come on.
Our sin.
Hallelujah.
Confess
yeah.
our sins. I'm clean because God sees all
it.
And God knows all.
Yay.
He knows
yeah.
us. You know, so that's why we, as believers, we can't condemn ourselves when we confess our sins to the Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you. You
glory.
Keep teaching His word. Praise God.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Praise
yeah.
God.
Praise
That's why I love the unseen. I love the unseen network where you can't see anybody, but we're listening. And when the word goes forward, it produces life. And all of a sudden, you can feel it. You can feel it jumping. I don't know if you can, but I can feel it jumping in my spirit. Just. I'm all the way up in Wisconsin. I'm all the way down in Buena Park. I'm all the way in Baton Rouge,
in San Diego,
I can feel
Baton Rouge.
Thank you. I can feel the
north
up
south.
To the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just took a trip to Connecticut in the name of Jesus.
Unity, one love. But I love what Pastor Lucky said. Walk and live in the Spirit. That's a lot like that. Just walk and live. Wake, go to sleep, wake up in the Spirit. That says a lot.
Yeah, hey,
praise
walk in the
God.
Spirit and you will not fulfill the what?
lust of the flesh.
There you go.
I could kill my flesh if I just walk in the Spirit. Evangelist
That's
Virginia
right.
Valentine, come on in. Let's talk Jesus with Pastor Anthony.
Well, yes. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening to you, Charlene, and to you, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
Pastor Lucky. Pastor Anthony Lucky. Oh, my God. When you dropped off for a few minutes and I didn't hear you, I wanted to push this one, but I said, devil, you loose these lies in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You loose
Amen.
These lies in
yes.
the name of Jesus. I need to finish hearing this word.
Mm. Yep. I had to get back on and
what
finish
a word.
It. Praise you
God. Came
from, he came back.
Your Bible
and he came back.
From, you came back and you came back strong. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Romans
8. Be the glory.
Hey, I know. You came from the book of Romans 8, the first chapter through 5. And your subject was, you are not condemned. You know why we are not condemned? Because we're in Christ.
Yeah.
We are in Christ. And I know I'm walking in the Spirit, not after the flesh.
Come on now.
I am walking in the Spirit through God and not after the flesh. I'm walking in grace, love, mercy. Joy, peace, and meekness. You know what condemnation is? Condemnation is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Condemnation is a lie of Satan.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
Yep.
The devil brings condemnation on, of course, see. The devil brings condemnation.
Come on now.
Yep.
Y'all better hear me tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to preach with you, Pastor Luckett.
Preach Jesus.
Condemnation is a lie of the devil. The devil brings deception. He brings deception. He brings an accuser of the brethren. He is everything. He is a liar. He's a father of lies.
Yes,
y'all need to hear me tonight.
Oh, we listen. Praise God.
And I won't be condemned. I'm walking in the Spirit. Y'all better hear me tonight. I am walking in the Spirit. And I'm so glad I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm so glad I'm walking
Jesus.
In the Spirit. Oh, glory Jesus. Glory
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We walk in the Spirit, y'all.
Yeah. Saved and born again, you walk in the Spirit. Oh, my
yeah.
God, I bought this whole Jesus, help me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm.
She running. She
thank
running.
You,
hallelujah.
Such an awesome word. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm so
Lord.
Glad I'm walking
yes,
in the Spirit and not after the flesh.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
That's
hallelujah.
No. Tell the truth. Wait a minute. Tell the truth.
Yes, sir. She running.
Evangelist, tell the truth. You ain't walking. You running in the
street.
You better get up out of here.
I'm running.
She's running.
Tell when she start running. You can tell
come
when she
start
running.
Come on now. We're all running in the Spirit. Take off.
Hallelujah.
This is God showing us now. Now, let me just share this, and I'll let you come in. I'm going to let you come in. Watch this. This is showing each and every one of us. I don't know if you guys know, but we're celebrating 7 years of the Now Network. When Let's Talk Jesus was first was given to us from God, it was about doing that, talking
yes.
Jesus. Somebody come with a word, and that word would be so fire that we would talk for hours. We would praise. We would worship. But now we
yes.
got so biggie and big so we got so timely that we shut down. It got to be 59 minutes. We shut it down. We got
no,
3 hours for broadcast. But I remember
right.
back in the day, y'all, we would sing to each other. We
yes.
would worship to each other, and that's what this broadcast was about. Let's talk
yes,
Jesus.
It is.
So I am committing this to each and every one out
yes.
there. There won't be another a Monday not served.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that.
Amen.
There will not be another Monday not served. I've waited long enough for somebody to step in and take it. I've waited long enough for somebody to step in and say, I want to do it. No, I got it now. I've been waiting around for somebody. Look, I've been waiting around for months waiting on somebody to step in and say, what about that Monday?
Yes,
I got it now. I'm going to take it for the next month.
Amen.
Or two.
And get
the fire started back up. And get the fire started
yes,
back up. Because
hallelujah.
I need to talk about Jesus.
Man of God, listen. I've been praying. I've been talking. I share some stuff with we got to break. When our voice came on this Now Network, Pastor Lucky, you need to hear this, Pastor Anthony. When our voice came on here, I've been on here 5
yes,
years. When our voice came on here in 2016, through my grandson, Minister Sarai Davis, on every Sunday at 6 o'clock. This Now Network was on fire for God.
Mm.
We had so many women and men on here preaching like they had parachute out of heaven. And I told the Lord, I've been telling him for months, it need to come back. Bring it back.
Yes,
let the fire from heaven fall.
Yes.
Okay, but here let's since we're being transparent, I'm glad transparency is out. I'm glad. Thank you, Pastor
yes.
Bucket,
right.
for sparking transparency. And
yes,
I will say this: yes, we had a lot of people, but I was preaching a lot, and I'm talking. I was believe me, and it's not too much for me. But when God directed us to the online. Wake up, get up, move with a purpose. We backed off, but I'm saying now we're coming back. We finna bring back some old stuff. We about to shock the world in the month of May. We finna shock the world in the month of May.
Amen.
We gonna shock the world here on the Now Network, and we want you all to be a part of it. We gonna bring back some things. I think that is very vital for that. So anyway, we have another caller. We want to get everybody in. Prophetess Laurie, come on, before she, you know, she yawning, before she fall asleep, let's get Prophetess Laurie in here. Let's talk Jesus. What's up?
No time to sleep.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank God.
I was
out, but the word was so good, I couldn't just go to sleep all the way. He kept me awake. And
I just think that first of all,
happy anniversary, Pastor E. Happy anniversary.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Not enjoying
thank
it.
You so much.
Anniversary yesterday. It was awesome. And I just want to say, you know, I just thank and praise God for relationship with God, because, you know, many people don't have relationship. You know, they know of God, but they really don't know him. So when, you know, when you walking in guilt and you walking in shame and condemnation and all that, the condemnation, it runs you away from God. And when you don't have that relationship with God, you run away from him, and you don't walk, and you're not walking, and it's, then there's no conviction. And see, that's the difference between condemnation and conviction. Even when you mess up, and you know the Holy Spirit will convict you, and you was quick to get it right, get it right, you know. And if you're not filled with the Spirit, then you feel a guilt, you feel a condemnation, and you ready to run away from the Lord, and hang out with old Slewfoot. You know, and Slewfoot be beating you up and down, and you be walking up, he be knocking you upside your head, and you be walking with Slewfoot.
Crazy Larry.
Crazy Larry.
Your flesh will have you hang out with Slewfoot. That's what your flesh will take you, hanging out with that old Slewfoot, hanging out, walking them, petting them demons. And then there's no conviction, because you're not close to God. You don't really know him as your father. Because see, when you know your father loves you, and you're in love with your father, the minute you mess up and you act up, you're gonna be, you know, convicted, not condemned, but convicted. And you know the
convicted
difference between conviction and condemnation.
You
confess. He said, if you confess to me,
right,
I'll be faithful and just.
Faithful and just.
Righteousness.
He's a good father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you won't be blaming it on
God. See what you, start, see
oh,
what
God
you started,
God,
Anthony Luckett.
Yes, sir.
Anthony Luckett,
Pastor E. He know women. The women gonna speak now. You know that. You know that, Pastor E. You have given
the Holy
us
Ghost
platform.
Started, then I ain't do
we
nothing.
Appreciate you for giving us this platform for women to speak now. And like you said, let's talk Jesus. We could talk all night about Jesus. I always say he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Come on.
The change
come
he
on.
Wants to see begins within us. He wants us to change from the inside. He wants us to love like Jesus. He wants us to forgive like Jesus. You know, when we get all that together,
to forgive now.
We got everything right. We got to get with right
now.
Hallelujah.
And you know,
I'm
Anthony, can I say one thing right quick?
You at the end of your sermon, you put some gravy on that word. You say, oh my God, we can't condemn our own self. You say, I'm so glad. We can't condemn our own self. And I said, I'm so glad
Hallelujah.
That trouble don't last always. Hey, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You said something about you have to know who you are and whose you are. And what I found out, when you don't know who you are, you tend to innocently embrace what people think you are and how people treat you, because that's who they think you are. But when God
tells
you who
you
are,
did you just hear what you said?
Yeah, when you don't know who you are, then you embrace, or you're innocently accepting what people think you are, and you don't really know it till you have a relationship with God, and then he causes you to repent. Not only repent of your sin, but repent of not actually knowing who you are in him. So when God begins to tell you who you are in him, whether, you know, before I God began to manifest his will for me to be a prophetess, I didn't know I was like Alice in Wonderland. I didn't know that. But what I found out was I'm God's prophetess. I'm not a prophetess to be accepted by people, whether they accept me or reject me, because then I'm in my feelings. Then I'm in my feelings because I want to be accepted as, quote, unquote, a prophetess. Well, no, God, with the conviction in my spirit, no, you're not a prophetess for acceptance. You are who I have called you. So then there's the light bulb turned on to say,
amen.
The conviction that I'm not, that I need to know who I am and whose I am. I'm a child of God, but then there's a kicker, because there's a humility. There's a humbleness that's supposed to be in that spirit to say, but like Pastor say, settle down.
settle down and let the Holy Ghost do what the Lord created you to become so that he can be glorified.
Amen.
Who you are, it's nothing to brag about and be stuck, you know, with a stiff neck and with your chest all out. Like, do you know who I am? No.
I'm bragging.
It's the humility of knowing that as a child of God, I'm going to walk into the calling and the mantle that God has on my life with confidence, only because the Holy Ghost said, walk before me in maturity. Walk before me in what I have created you to become in me. So now I'm learning whose I am and who I am in Christ as a child of God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church. Let the church say amen. Come on, put your hands together.
Amen.
Celebrate the Lord in this place tonight. Hallelujah. We are talking Jesus live here on the Now Network. I am so excited. Thank you.
Not our will. God's will.
Not our will. Fresh
God's will.
That's right.
Not our will.
Yes.
Not our will.
Yes. It's time for another fresh fire revival. I'm calling everybody out. We're not waiting for the next crossover. We're going to have a fresh fire revival in the spring. We're going to have a fresh fire revival in the fire revival in the fall, the winter, and we're going to keep it going. Let me know who's down. I'm down.
Hallelujah. Ignite the fire. Hallelujah.
Fresh fire 2021. We love
Hallelujah.
You guys. Thank you so much. Now, that one person out there, we've been having fun, and you guys, how these guys are all preachers, and they seem like they love each other and get along. That's what being a believer is. You've been listening, and you ain't dialed one. You don't even think you belong here. Yes, you do. The reason why we're still on this call is because you need to know that God loves you. God did not give up on you. God has not thrown you away, because you're listening to a bunch of witnesses that God saved, that God redeemed, and God did not forget about. God won right now. See, Pastor Lucky got an anointing on his life to bring you to Jesus. Have a long conversation with him in the green room.
Come on, Pastor Lucky.
And learn that you can be a child of God right now. You ain't got to wait 10 years, 5 years, a year. You can immediately come on over to the other side and be a believer in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the reason why we're here tonight, is that you know that you can be a child of God. Don't leave here. If you're not dedicated, if you're not sold out, and if you don't have a support system, don't leave here. We're here to support you.
Yes.
We're here to be with you. Yeah. We're here to pray with you.
Yes.
We're here to study with you.
Yes.
We're here to love you.
Yes.
LinkedIn.
God has called you to be.
Yes.
This ain't about me. This ain't about me. This is about you.
Unity.
Knowing who you are in God.
Unity in Christ.
Come on in. God one. We got a few more minutes. God one. We'll stay on here an hour if it takes. God one.
Hallelujah.
We will stay here as long as it takes for you. But we want to get that call out there. And I know Pastor Anthony is going to give that last call also. But I wanted to just cry out to that person. I know you're on this line.
Yes.
I know you're here. I'm not looking at you being online. But I know you're out there listening. And you feel so much better just listening to the saints of God talk about Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, come on, man of God.
You can have the same thing right now.
Right now.
Go ahead, Pastor Lucky. Go ahead. Close us out of here. Nobody's dialing one, but we know you're out there. We're going to still pray like you dial one. Come on.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
We thank you for your word. We thank you for the saints.
Yes,
we thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord. Heavenly Father, there may be still one out there, Heavenly Father, who needs to be saved. For the Bible says,
Lord,
thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus and believe
that
God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And they will be welcome.
Ooh, glory.
They'll be welcome into the fellowship with the saints, Heavenly Father. Lord, you have not You, Lord, you have not forgotten about them. Praise God, Lord. You want to bring them into Christ out of condemnation, Heavenly Father, Lord. Heavenly Father, as
yes,
we see this service, but never out of your
this
presence,
service.
Lord. Lord, may your grace continue to be upon us, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Still
Hallelujah.
Pray for those who are listening on tonight because somebody
yes,
needs
Lord.
Your son, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. We thank you, we praise you, we honor you.
Thank you.
We give
thank
you the
you.
Glory.
Thank you.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus,
God bless you. We love you all.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody, so let the church say,
put your hands and worship him tonight.
Can I get a
witness?
Oh,
say, say,
to what his plans are, to what his word is. Church name.
finally, please experience joy, but rest in the presence of God tonight as we end this broadcast, but not this fellowship of oneness. Let's continue to talk Jesus and see him in each and every one of our lives. We love you. God bless. Amen.
Amen. God bless.